In January, Courtney Irby went to a judge and asked for protection from her husband, Joseph Irby, who she said had threatened to use a knife or other weapon against her. The judge dismissed her request, and then in June, Joseph Irby was arrested. Police say he did use a weapon, his car, which he rammed into the back of her car, ultimately driving her off the road. At the time of his arrest, a judge said he couldn't carry firearms, guns, ammunition, or knives. Knowing he had guns, Courtney went and got them and brought them into the police station, explaining she was turning them over because of that injunction. Instead, she was arrested and jailed for burglary. Her story is raising a lot of questions. What is someone to do about guns they're concerned about? Gary White is with the Ledger newspaper in Lakeland, Florida. Gary, a lot of states have red flag laws. If you fear someone's use of a weapon, you can call police, get a judge to have the weapon removed. Does Florida have that?
Yes, the Florida legislature last year, after the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, did pass a law that allows for risk protection orders that has to be issued by a judge. And so in this case, that's not what was in place. The judge's order was just the pretrial release order with conditions, including that Joseph Irby could not have weapons. So it's kind of up to the person to comply.
Well, and that's exposed the sort of gray area, which Courtney Irby obviously felt she should take into her own hands. She said to the officer when she brought the guns in, "So you're telling me you committed an armed burglary?" And she said, "Yes, I am." But he wasn't going to turn them in, meaning her estranged husband. "And so I'm doing so." Is that part of the conversation now? Who does enact that injunction that somebody not be around guns when they've been ordered to do so by a judge?
Yes, it does seem to be a bit of a gray area. And I've been trying to find out that if call into Lakeland Police Department to follow up on this to see if she had just called them and said, "The judge issued this order. I don't think he's going to comply with it. Will you go take his guns away?" If they would have been authorized to do so. As far as I can tell, they would not have been. There has to be a risk protection order issued by a judge, so a separate order would have had to come out. So, yeah, it does seem to be a bit of a gray area.
Well, meanwhile, they're both now going to be arraigned on July 16th. She for taking, you know, armed burglary, taking the guns from a home. He for attacking her. He's accused of attacking her with his car. She spent 6 days in the Polk County Jail. What's been the reaction there?
There's been a strong reaction to this story, as far as I can tell, mostly sympathetic to her and critical of Lakeland Police Department, although, of course, there are quite a few people who say she broke the law and deserved to be arrested. And a state legislator from Orlando yesterday called for the state attorney's office to drop any prosecution of Ms. Irby. And there's also been a GoFundMe campaign started to raise money for her legal defense.
That's reporter Gary White with the Ledger newspaper there in Lakeland, Florida. We'll continue to follow this story to see what happens here. Lots of questions raised. And, you know, one of them, I'm sure, is women's groups are saying, why should she trust the system? She went to the courts in January asking for protection and didn't get it.
Right.
Gary, thank you so much.
Thank you.